If don't tailgate people.
If you tailgate me, fuck you. I'm going to drive like 5 miles under the speed limit until you stop. Yeah, and then
I'm going to come in your
normal.
Grave.
You're going to do what in my grave?
What?
Huh?
Wait, in it? Not on it?
Don't threaten me with a good
I'm
time,
going to
Brian.
Be there burying you. And come. You know,
it's not the first time he's threatened to do this or done it in a D&D game. So
I mean.
Actually, speaking of being buried alive and come. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville. And I'm the first of many.
I'm Rick Fox. I am an author here in Nashville, and I am an Indian.
Native American.
I'm an Indian, so I can say what I want.
Are you?
The subscribers we gained last episode are going to be super pissed at you right now.
No, not that kind of Indian.
So you're India Indian.
No, yeah, no, I'm not India Indian. I'm Native American Indian, but I like Indian better because.
Or you could have just said Native American.
No, I think
I could have.
Do
but
you
that's
have,
two words.
You,
I could say one.
Why don't you just say blood?
Yes.
Okay.
Significant.
Where do you think he had it in the fridge?
I don't know.
You can say you're Navajo or whatever you are.
Yeah, but
that's one word.
It's South American.
Like
so
a fucking ho. Hey, Brian, who are you?
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville, and I didn't know this was a Predator movie for a long time.
I'm Caleb. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and people love wearing my skin.
And we're opinionated.
Then tonight, we're completing our Hot Sweaty Jungle Boy month with the Hot Sweaty Jungle Girl movie.
Yeah.
Tonight, we're watching Prey. Prey came out in 2022. It currently has a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes. It was written by Patrick Aison, Dan Trachtenberg, and Jim Thomas, and directed by Dan Trachtenberg. And it stars Amber Midthunder, Dakota Beavers, Dane DeLigrio, Stormy Kipp, and many others.
Naru, a skilled hunter of the Comanche Nation, fights to protect her tribe against one of the first highly evolved predators to land on Earth.
I like this premise. I've seen some trailers for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on HBO, and so they were kind of advertising it around, and it looked really cool. The only bits I know about it is that, like at one point, the predator kills a bear, and it's cool. But I haven't like looked anything else up about it, and I haven't like gone out looking for trailers. I like the original Predator movie, because it's a good movie.
It's an excellent movie.
I like the follow-up movies, including Alien vs. Predator and that franchise, because they're fun movies.
Two is okay.
And AVP is fantastic.
AVP sucks.
It's
awful.
What about AVP 2?
Twice as good.
Actually, even worse.
But they have
You're
a Predator.
Correct, but it's still fun. So, like, I'm not, like, a diehard Predator fan, but I enjoy the series, and I think this should be good, especially since apparently this is going to go in the bucket of, like, actually good movies.
I'm hoping this fits with the original Predator and Predators as being a fun movie that's actually good. I've heard some things about it that I'm not super thrilled to hear, but there's other things that I'm very interested in, so.
I'm very cautious because we have the original Predator movies, which got a lot of traction because they featured Schwarzenegger and some ridiculous testosterone.
Sure.
And then there's AVP, which were good because they were bad movies. And are we now actually going to have a Predator movie that can stand on its own 2 feet as a piece of decent cinema?
I mean, it's in the 90s, so it's gotta be.
I would argue that there are two Predator movies that do that already. There's Predator and there's Predators. Those two are both very good movies, in my opinion. Predator 2
I haven't seen all of them, so I'm talking out my ass to some extent. Surprise, surprise.
Predator 2 is Danny Glover Predator.
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember liking that, but I haven't seen it in a
million
years.
But it's not as... It's very... you can tell that it was a sequel that they were like, oh shit, this movie made money. Let's throw some money at this and try to do something else.
Which one was the one where they were at the abandoned ice place?
That's AVP.
AVP.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one
that's
is
a really
awful.
Good one.
Yeah.
There's the underground pyramid that they're walking.
Yeah.
That movie is so bad.
It's great.
Oh, and the less said about the most recent The Predator, the better. That movie sucks.
Yeah.
That was the one where there's a little baby Predator that helps against the real big boy Chag Predator.
Maybe. I think you might be thinking about Predators. The one that is really bad, The Predator, it's really hard to talk about these movies, is
they
is
don't
the
do
one
a great
where,
job of like distinguishing between each
right,
other.
Right. Is the one where they say that like they're trying to hunt down this kid because he has autism and it makes him like extra good for their brain juice.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, that was in
I
The
don't
Predator.
Is that the most recent one that's not
that
this
one? That is
the
one that we have reviewed.
God, I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, you weren't here for that. And Andreas was, though.
I'm curious. So
was Donald Glover in it? Childish Gambino?
No one famous was. No, you're thinking of either Key or Peele. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay, yeah,
Not the director one.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm curious about with this one is in the original Predator, we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger and company just like continually get their ass kicked by this monster.
Sure.
Yeah, right? By the monster, yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And they were also shown to just be like big old badass dudes. Now they, a lot of it's through like tales of exploits kind of thing.
I mean, we
but
do
they're
see
also
them,
just like gigantic men for the most
part. It does open with them like taking down a South American drug cartel by themselves,
right?
Destroying them, and that's
kind
the purpose of that.
Begs the question of who is stronger,
right?
What do you mean between what?
Between like the man meat. And the alien meet. Who has the bigger biceps?
The alien. It's alien, like fucking 8 feet tall.
But it begs the question. That's one of the sources of tension in that film. Mm-hmm. Is like, who is the greater warrior?
Yeah.
Though I've seen them at varying sizes, so I assume like either just we only ever see the teens or like top of the like the best cug of meat. Maybe like Chad.
Maybe
aliens.
We are like considered excellent prey, so they like send their really good ones after us. They do tend to handicap themselves as well, so like that also.
That's what I'm wondering about with the fucking bear. Like I can't ever imagine a bear to put up a fight against a fucking Prager unless the Prager like gave up everything. Just like I'm gonna fight you covered in oil. Like this is all I'm using.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no. The reason I bring that up is because. The snippets of trailer that I've seen for this, mm-hmm. the lead in this is a Comanche woman, and skilled fighter, sure, does not have like that same brawn that all of these guys in Predator did, and so I'm curious.
But
to
the brawn never really came up in like
it,
when they're fighting. It's almost like, always
it didn't.
Explosions and bullets and
well,
shit.
They, well, right. no, Schwarzenegger did try to fight it a little bit, and it just like manhandled him.
Yeah.
So
right.
clearly, brawn is not the way to go to win.
Yeah, so
these
I'm
things.
Assuming that this is going to be like an outthinking kind of thing,
right?
But I'm curious to see how that goes because I've seen some critiques of it. Which tend to pop up in like sometimes there it's a valid critique that hey
sure and sometimes
the female character doesn't really have bad stuff to happen to her and sometimes it's just like hey you're being a douchebag and so I'm curious how this movie balances it. It's well reviewed and so I'm assuming that they're gonna do a good job but we'll see
yeah.
We're gonna get in there but before we do if you enjoy the podcast and want to help support us you can. Donate to us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/opinionated. For as little as $1 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, including early releases of all our episodes, first impressions, and some listener requests that we got on there. So definitely check that out. That's patreon.com/opinionated. Guys, we'll be back in just a minute after we're finished watching Prey.
Why do you want to hunt? Because you all think that I can't. I saw a sign in the sky. I'm ready. Mamoy Nita.
This movie, now that we're back, this movie.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not a 90.
No,
it's definitely not a 90. No,
it's not. It's not the worst Predator movie I've seen.
Oh,
it's
no.
not a 93.
No. Easily top four, probably top three.
How many
probably
are there?
Three.
What would you say
like
is the
seven,
top? What do you say
seven,
is
eight.
The second?
Predators. I like Predators a lot better than I like this.
Which one is Predators?
Predators is the one where there's like a whole bunch of them on the space planet because they get dropped off on it. And
I don't know if I've ever actually seen that.
I don't
one.
Think I've
That's
seen
the one
either.
With the samurai yeah, guy, right?
I think we did that one for the podcast.
Doesn't
we
one of them have a samurai sword?
One of them is a Yakuza who picks up a samurai sword that someone has obviously dropped at some other previous
is
point.
Is Adrian Brody in that one?
Yes.
Okay,
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
I have seen that one. I remember nothing of it.
It's good. Like it is not a utterly brilliant movie, but it was good. It was a good time, and it was a fun take on the series. And I think that that's a lot of that you could say about this movie.
Yeah, it's fun. I get okay. Talk a little bit about my concern going into it, which was you know how much of this is going to be she's really outsmarting him, and how much of it is going to be. Like, just kind of dumb luck, the movie is a movie and wants our protagonist to 50-50? Win.
50-50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
I'm trying to remember how much damage she takes.
I mean, she gets, I will say this for the movie. Like, anyone who has, and I'm sure someone has, put forth the argument that she is some sort of Mary Sue character is 100% wrong. She's not. She's not at all. She fucks up a lot.
Consistently.
And she learns from her fuck-ups, and that's that's a very strong part of the movie.
It's just a problem that she only has to fuck up once for that to be like, now she's perfect, at whatever that one thing is.
And the movie is very often like, okay, like, whatever given thing she's trying to do,
right,
she'll screw it up once. Let's say her hatchet, right?
Yeah. Sure.
She attaches like a little rope.
Which, for some reason, is her preferred method of hunting when she has tomahawk. A bow and spear.
Sure. That's
but cool. It was like her dad's or some shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
She attaches a rope to her tomahawk so that when she's embedded it into a log or whatever, she can like yoink it and it'll come back to her hand. Yeah. Thor
magnetic
style.
Magically. Like not regular yoink, like really good. Captain America.
And initially, all of us were like, well, that's going to mess up the
throwing.
It's
like a Thor yoink. It goes right into the palm.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about how, like, oh, that's going to screw up the throwing. And the movie was like, yes, it will.
Here is one throw.
Here is one throw where it just, like, limply goes into the ground. And then you have successfully seen her screw up once. So now, we'll fast forward and she's really good at it.
She's surrounded by trees and consistently throwing it behind her back and sticking it in trees.
Which isn't really an issue in isolation, but when it gets kind of multiplied to all the stuff she does,
yes,
where it's just like, okay, thank you, movie, for showing me that she doesn't get everything perfect first try. She has screwed up once, but like, you can let her screw up a little more than one time per objective.
To be fair, she does later like try to throw the thing and like
it gets caught, the
tomahawk. She like tries to throw it at a guy and it gets caught on something and she can't use it in that moment of the fight. So there are other times where things will come back and it will not work perfectly for her every time. I think my issue with it is more that the movie is trying to imply that she is creating a series of skills that she will, at the end of the movie, use to defeat the Predator. And it's less like that and more like the movie is setting up a series of contrivances that will somehow all work together to take down the Predator.
Predator
at the end of the
eventually
movie.
Gets dumb enough to fall for her.
That's the beef.
Predator is a dumb fuck moment one. This is the worst
moment one.
This is the worst Predator we've seen on screen.
Well, I wouldn't say the worst. He's just the most sloppy.
He's willing to fist fight a bear.
A couple of the Predators in the AVP were really dumb.
I'm not counting them. they're knockoff Predators.
It's
how many Predators were in AVP? Three.
Yeah.
Three in the original,
and two of them went out like punks real fast.
Yeah, they
did. They had to learn about acid blood. That's a very rare thing.
They literally had built that entire.
They knew about the acid blood.
I'm not going to do the
maybe the acid blood is new for the Xenomorph.
Listen, because you talked about how she's kind of developing a skill set throughout, right? And because at the beginning, her name is like Naru. And she really wants to be a hunter. Where they're like, no, they don't explicitly say that's for the boys, but they're like, no, you have a skill set that's more towards healing.
It's subtext with the subtlety of a fucking anvil falling on your head.
Right. The way the narrative goes is that she's not good enough to be a hunter, and the silent part is because you're a girl.
Yeah. Right, because she's clearly perfectly fine at being a hunter. Like, she's not bad at it.
She misses every shot for the first half of the movie.
But within, like, a minute of, like, learning how to use tomahawk as preferred hunting weapon, she's like, I can catch all animal now.
I mean,
she's
to their not, credit, that makes her a dynamic.
She's not bad.
She had to attune to
that
it.
Makes her a dynamic character, but the speed of her changes seems a little silly.
She is not a bad hunter in my mind in the first half of the movie. She's just not a great hunter or what we would expect from a movie level, like, this is what you expect of a great hunter in a movie.
Right. Someone you can defeat who is, like, the apex hunter in sci-fi.
Right. Yes. Which like her brother kind of is from moment one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, and her brother even calls out that she's got some skills, like she's very observant. She notices and plans things that he wouldn't think of. It's just when it physically comes down to the like, okay, now I'm gonna like stab this lion.
Yeah.
Like she screws up. Right?
Early
on in the movie.
And she hasn't had as much training as he clearly has. Like she's not done this forever.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with that entire storyline is kind of just, can we just have a female protagonist that doesn't have to defeat sexism as part of her movie? Like, I just would prefer that. If this movie, there is no necessary reason, as far as I know, maybe the sexism, the deeply ingrained sexism of the Comanche is well established in history. Yeah. But as far as I know, it's not, and I'd be perfectly fine with a movie that's just like, no, she also is a hunter, and like, that's not a big deal to anyone.
And it's cool for her to still be like, I really want to be a hunter, and like, you're better at medicine. Just have some of the hunters are also women. She's just like hasn't proved herself good enough to join the crew.
That would make it 100 times more interesting.
Then it's not a I have to
defeat
empower
the patriarchy.
Myself so yeah. that the small girl in our tribe can glance knowingly at me at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's
then
just,
it's just like, hey, like I'm just a character who has some ambitions that I'm currently right. unable right. to
or
achieve.
Or you could just have the motherly character could be encouraging to the daughter. Instead, yeah, sure. she just shits on her all the time, making her feel not good enough and essentially encouraging her to fall into yeah,
well,
a more
well,
female
to
role.
To be fair, until this movie, it seemed like everything she tried hunting-wise failed. And then all of a sudden, she's like, her puberty hits.
Yeah.
She could still be encouraging, like, you can do it, sweetheart.
Or I mean, what if her whole life she's just been like, fucking up, and it's like, if you go after a lion, you will die. Like,
listen.
Absolutely.
To summarize, us four men are tired of movies having women overcome sexism. And this movie's just the last straw.
Just hold the laundry.
Obviously.
No, obviously not. It detracts a bit from the
message.
Central conflict, which is Naru versus Predator.
Right, exactly. And I think that there's a lot of more interesting character directions you could go. Like, we brought up her mom kind of not wanting her to do this hunting thing. Why not just, instead of having it be because she's a girl, clearly the dad of this family is dead. Maybe she just doesn't want her daughter hunting and dying in the same way that she did, and that's her real problem with it.
But she's not stopping already, the brother from...
Yeah, let her be,
angry about that, too. Yeah. Like, have it be the entire... Like, her thing is that she doesn't want anyone doing
bad.
It.
No, can you imagine that? Like, that subplot is that she also wants the brother to be a medicine man.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. Like, I would be interested.
You will take over the family business of medicine.
Mom, I don't want to be a pharmacist.
It would instantly be a story we have not already seen a dozen times in a dozen different
movies.
Which is really
the issue.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
obviously, like,
we all hate women and they should never hunt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're saying here. No, clearly it is perfectly fine for a woman to hunt, and there's just no reason to insert it into this movie. And if you want to, you've already got the, like, obligatory evil white people and the French guys. Just let them be the obligatory sexist, too.
Well,
yeah.
Well, and also, if it's going to be in this movie, like, they don't really give it its due either, if that's going to be one of the central conflicts of the movie. Because it's kind of just, she spends the whole movie proving them wrong, and then at the end, they're like, wow, we were wrong.
And and they weren't even like, wow, we were wrong.
The first half,
they
weren't wrong.
Yeah. That's
she would be dead if not for her brother.
Multiple times.
Yes.
She would be dead if not for the fucking predator.
Yes.
The predator saves her from a bear eating her. Like, they are here. Her brother, when he tells her, no, you should not go do this, you will die, he is correct on, like, multiple fronts.
But she did manage to pull her out of that.
She did.
Pull herself
out
of some quicksand. The nemesis of every 90s film.
Yes, absolutely.
This time we actually have some quicksand, and it was completely out of nowhere.
And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that her brother being right is a negative in the movie. I think it's a net positive because it gives her a actual journey that she overcomes.
Yeah,
that's why she's not in Mary,
like,
Sue.
A male character that's not a piece of shit. Like,
exactly.
And
that,
like,
too, yes. Yeah.
I like the interaction between her and her brother. Like,
yeah.
It feels very sibling-y. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of movies, and they're not this, like, over the top of it, but a lot of movies, siblings will feel like, come on, bro, sure thing, sis.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This,
like,
is how brother
artificial.
And sisters really speak.
But, like, to have this, their relationship felt very familial, where, like, she got pissed at him, he's looking out for her, and is, like, clearly annoyed that she's, like, still trying to do this thing.
But also encouraging her a little bit here and there. Like,
But also, he reinforced that, like, you could not do this if not for me.
Right. But
you failed to rise to the occasion like I wanted you to.
I think he was giving her, like, he was clearly giving her challenges. And when she failed, he would then give her shit. But it wasn't ever a, like, you shouldn't do this type of shit. Like, you shouldn't be a hunter type of thing. There's decisions that she's making that are poor decisions that he doesn't want her to make, like going off on her own.
Yeah.
But, like, even when they are all hunting the lion together, he's like, he creates an opportunity for her to prove herself with the way that he handles that scenario.
Talk about the Predator for a minute, because I like a lot of the Predator is always kind of this mix of, like, he's sneaky, but also when he decides to stop being sneaky, he's just super badass. Mm-hmm. And each movie he'll have some, like, he's got his staple gadgets, which are like the arm swords that come out and the, you know, the triple laser beam that guides his shots or whatever.
It was
but then he also usually will have some kind of new gadget for this movie.
Some throwing blades.
It seems a little awkward to me because we have this low-tech take on a predator, even despite that, he still, the moment that he comes out of his spaceship, mind you, he's cloaked the entire time. And yet he, instead of having a shoulder mounted laser weapon, he has this, basically it's a shoulder mounted crossbow thing, but there's no bow. It just shoots bolts.
Yeah. Right. That so, magically homing follow, bolts. Homing bolt, bolts.
His character made less sense than ever, even though I like the more primal aspect of it.
Well, so, and his new weapon is like a lethal slap band.
Yeah, it kind of is. I
like you guys remember those things that you'd like
slap on your wrists
and it was like zebra patterned or whatever?
Yeah. Sure.
The Predator in this movie's got some of those, except they cut your limb off when you slap them.
Right.
I think that, so the reason the original Predator needed invisibility was that you weren't going to see it for most of it. It was intended to be hunting down people, all that. That all makes sense.
It was almost like Jaws, where it's like...
That's exactly where I was going, yeah.
Like, the tension is built by the fact that you don't know where it is, and you don't really know, like, how big or what it is.
You've got vague ideas of it, but it's not there. We all know what a Predator looks like. That design is so iconic that it is impossible not to know what a Predator looks like. So I think that one way that you could drastically have improved this movie is to have them, like, drop it off with the like cloaking on and have us see it intentionally, like disable that and like throw it aside.
Yeah.
I think that you could do that because we all know what the Predator looks like, and you could have it be hiding in plain sight the way that we saw in the Rambo movie.
Like camo and
shit. Yeah, like have it actually doing that and have it be doing intentionally things that are clearly meant to mimic the Comanche, and I think that would be more interesting because it would then be like, I'm trying to beat them at their own game. Because
I'm the superior hunter.
Predator thing.
Exactly. And I think that would be more interesting specifically for this Predator, because it would make up for my biggest problem with him, which is that he is a fucking dumbass.
He's a very dumb Predator.
And I don't like that the way that they... I don't mind that he is trying to face tank bullets and arrows and all that.
Yeah.
My problem with it is that the way the movie portrays it, he is constantly getting just torn the fuck up, and none of it inconveniences him at all.
Well, except for when he gets his foot trapped. For some reason, his Achilles heel, he screams about that, but when he gets his arm cut off, he just sighs like...
God damn it.
I had two arms before this.
I'm going to have to reattach that. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass is going to get all those staples out?
He's doing that thing where, like, imagine he's got the little, like, self-destruct thing on his still-attached arm, and he's, like, trying to hold it up and, like, bonk it with his nose.
Doing it with his little tusk things. Because of that, though, this Predator bleeds a lot in this movie, and it's not clear that it's being damaged in any meaningful way. And so,
meaningful? It's very clear that it's being damaged repeatedly throughout.
But it doesn't slow down.
It doesn't slow down. It doesn't seem to take notice.
Because even in the initial, like, big bulk of damage that it has, which is when it fights that grizzly bear or brown bear or whatever kind, it's fighting that thing, and the bear is, like, tearing into him.
Yeah.
Presumably. There's not much blood.
There's
at least throwing a lot of hands around. It's still bashing him around in there. Like, even if there's not blood.
I didn't perceive there'd be a lot of blood from the Predator.
There was a decent amount, but it was not a lot.
Of course, they were in water, so maybe
it was not a lot relative to the rest of the movie.
Exactly.
If any of us bled that much, all of us would be like, oh, fuck.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I wish
they did make a lot of use of projectile blood spurts in this film.
Yes, yes. Especially for that one guy. Good lord, that guy got it bad.
But with, like... Fighting the bear does a good job of setting up, like, oh man, here's how lethal it is, and here's, and like, oh, Naru can see how much of a threat this thing is because it was able to take down a bear, something that's clearly...
Literally bathe in its blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it lifted the bear, like it overhead pressed the bear over its head, right?
Well, to get some of that good bear juice.
Of course.
Yeah, he did.
But
I wanted to see him do that to, like, the big fat Frenchman later in the movie. That would have been great.
But the bear was also, like it had... The parts of the invisible parts of the Predator in its mouth thrashing around like bear do.
Yeah.
And it just does, like, you'll see it get really damaged in a fight, and it's like, man, that's a lot of damage. And then you might get like a scene where it's spraying on some of its liquid heal gel, and then the next scene, it's cool again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes the damage. You see the damage. You're like, wow, that's a lot of damage.
Right.
And then it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's an issue. I wish that it had carried some of that over.
Yeah.
I agree.
Or just. Made the heel gel a little more realistic. Like, okay, I guess you got this soldering iron, you put like the edges of the wound together and you draw it over it, and somehow it's magically better. But this guy takes some serious wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's punctured through his body by a spear at one point, and the other things that happened to him, we could go on, and it doesn't seem to have any consequence to it. If nothing else, like, show him putting himself back together and using some weird primal predator magic juice.
I that's a little more that sophisticated than
they have in some of the other
line across
wound. Put it inside the wound.
I like the way that the original handled it, which is the predator really only gets wounded once. We see it later, like, staple itself together, and it screams in pain when it, like, yeah. those things pull back together. And that's a much stronger
well, that
handling
was a
of
bitch.
That.
This is a Chad.
Right? I also...
Musclehead.
I also really wish that it was more clear what the predator's goal is. Because in the original, the goal is extremely clear. It's kill Arnold's group.
Yeah.
This one seems to just be hunting randomly throughout the forest.
Yeah.
It hunts a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And then it hunts a wolf. And it kills a bear. Uh-huh. And then it hunts some Comanche. And then it's hunting some French.
And then it gets murdered by yes. a little Comanche girl.
Yes.
And dog.
It's like it went postal.
I want it to be clear that it is... It would be more interesting to me if it was clearly hunting the Comanche. Like, what if this is something their hunting parties have been dealing with for a couple weeks, and that's why there's so much tension around her trying to go out and hunt?
It sounds like it's something that's happened in the past, because they talk about it like, oh, you saw this thing. Oh, that's like a children's story tale. Kind
well, of. Are you saying that you want this movie to have the same plot as Jiu-Jitsu?
I was not here for Jiu-Jitsu, and I did not see that movie.
Count yourself very lucky.
Do it on your own time.
I will not.
Yeah. So it's not clear that that's what it is, and it's not just some like random, you know, monster that exists in every culture out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's that kind of thing out there.
Okay, imagine this. Imagine... Because part of the movie from the beginning is that Naru is like, she wants to go through her rite of passage. There's mm-hmm. a specific word for it. I don't remember. She wants to go through it so she can like join the hunting
about
party.
The specific
right?
words.
Kutamiya, I think that's roughly what it was.
Sure. Imagine a story where instead of the predator just comes down and hunts around randomly, mm-hmm. that Naru and the Predator are both competing to fight, like, big behemoth bear. Like, yeah. the one that's got, like, a scar over one eye and arrows sticking
the
out
of the great
back.
White bear.
The great white bear. And that is clearly the best Predator sure. in the land, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the Predator itself is, like, you humans are kind of just a nuisance more than anything else. But that bear, who boy, that's the apex Predator in this area. And
that
I'm
is
going
a rare
for
dropping.
It.
I want it.
Yeah, that and would be... she is saying... I've got to get that bear.
That'd be really funny.
And they're like
I'd
competing
like that.
For it. That's saying, I think
would like
that's
that.
Well, I think that they did a good job choosing this as a setting.
Yes.
Because the predator isn't really a threat to an entire species. It's to a small group.
Right.
Yeah.
However, if you are a Native American in this situation, your group is essentially your species because your clan is them, period.
Right.
And I think that was really clever on the part of the writers for this to frame it, to create that setting for mm-hmm. all of this.
I also like that as well. It's part of why I wish that, like, instead it was clear that it was hunting her brother, for example. Like, let's say
as the war chief. Right?
Yeah, like it had determined that he was the big badass of the group and it wanted him. And so, like, every time he goes out, some of his party doesn't come back with him because it's taking them out trying to get closer and closer to him.
Yeah.
I think that would be interesting because then you can have his death in the middle of that happen and then her take over that position in that way. Like, that would be an interesting dynamic to play with there.
But we don't really get that much of, like, her brother or the rest of the, like, war party being badass.
Yeah, no, we see him just about be able to take out Predator.
Her brother is super
until
badass.
He decides
not
to.
The war party sucks.
In the 5 minutes before he dies, yes. But throughout the rest of the movie, if you're talking about this Predator is trying to, like, clear out the party so he can hunt him.
You would need to do that.
You don't see them do anything cool, really. Even the scene where, like, he saves Naru at the beginning from being killed by this mountain lion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Happens off, like, screen. Off screen.
Yeah, and he says to her, you basically finished it off. I just actually
I ganked the kill.
Yeah, but
you
when fucking
that jar of mountain lion for me.
But after you see him fight the Predator, he would not have needed that help with that lion, with him jumping 15 feet in the air off a horse, shooting 3 arrows, rolling, pulling out arrows, shooting again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, like you could establish that as his character trait in the beginning of the movie and have it be the, like, oh fuck moment when he gets taken out. Like, if it feels like he's the protagonist and she's the secondary protagonist through the movie, and then at the end you kind of Ellen Ripley her into the main protagonist position, it would work really well.
It's the same thing that happened to Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It feels like her brother is stronger than her, but by a marginal amount, as opposed to, like, this grand, like,
she could
he
be there, yeah.
He's insanely better than her.
Yeah.
Especially because by the time we get his badass scene, mm-hmm. she's already gone through her, like, I've learned the ways of the warrior, and boy, I can Thor throw my hatchet, and it comes back to me.
I like, got learned how to
quicksand like that.
Exactly. And it's like, by the time that he gets his cool stuff, mm-hmm. like the gap between them has narrowed significantly. Yeah. So it doesn't, and it doesn't really have a ton of impact when he dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the unfortunate part is that you can see death flags on him a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just glad the death flags.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys all said the dogs had death flags. The dog was immortal.
If they had any balls, they'd have killed the dog.
Nah. Yeah, but the dog wasn't being like, Naru, I've only got 3 more weeks until war chief retirement.
He basically
I'm
was.
Dense as fuck when it comes to seeing things coming like that. And even I was kind of like, okay, it's either going to be the dog or the brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
I
was waiting for you to bring it up, but Rick, you kept getting real pissy throughout the movie.
I'm so mad about the way the languages are handled in this movie.
So there's French, which is just French throughout the whole movie.
Sure. Yes.
There are Comanche words some Comanche phrases.
So yeah. 95% of the time, 99.5% of the time that they are speaking English, they are in theory actually speaking Comanche. Because they will randomly sprinkle in Comanche words and then go on to explain the meaning of that Comanche word. Yeah. Or they will sometimes just, for emphasis, say a Comanche word instead of an English word.
When she's talking to her dog, she's all like, when she says, like, get up and go or come heal or whatever, it's always in Comanche.
Right.
And you understand that's what's happening because that's what the dog does.
Right. But, or like when her mom is mad at her that she's not getting up, she's like, wake up. But she says, wake up in Comanche this
time. It's effectively what Dora the Explorer does. She would say something in Spanish and then say it again in English, like, this is what this means kind of thing.
That's a much better example than I was thinking of that dragon in Skyrim. Who, like, says something in dragon and then immediately says, like, this is what this word means.
Right. Okay, and so that is confusing enough on its own.
Especially when, so we always watch with subtitles because you've got a little kid and there's dogs and like
we talk a lot during the movie
around, and so it's always good to be able to read what's going on.
Yeah,
and that makes it difficult in movies where the movie itself already has subtitles in some scenes.
Yeah,
especially when she'll be saying something in Comanche. And then it'll pop up that she's speaking in English now.
Right.
And I don't know if that's like in the movie she's now speaking English, or if that's just a subtitle say like the same kind of subtitles that say like footsteps crunching quietly on the grass. Yeah. Like, is that the same kind of thing or what's going on?
And then it gets even worse because she goes and she starts talking to some French people. The French people for most of the movie have unsubtitled French.
Yeah.
One of them briefly talks in English, which is going to fuck it up real bad when the French guy comes to talk to her, who has presumably been speaking in Comanche, but English for our sake the entire movie, and starts speaking in English to her and she clearly understands it. But then later French guys speak English and it's clearly supposed to be English, not Comanche.
It ends up being very confusing. Who's speaking in what language?
Unnecessarily stupid. Just have the Comanche speak in English 100% of the time.
Or Comanche 100%.
Maybe they 100% don't of the time. Actually speak Comanche, though.
No, they do, because there is a version of this movie where it is all Comanche that they speak. So this is entirely unnecessary.
So this is just for the sake of people who don't want to read something. Who can't look at two things at once.
100%, yes. So it is baffling that these were the decisions made, because in universe, there's no way to make sense of any of it.
It's also funny that this is such a big sticking point for you, because it has so little impact on the movie. At all. The only scene that I could understand you being like, wow, this like confuses this scene, is where the Frenchman is like able to speak her language.
Yes.
That it muddies the waters a little bit. But for the rest of the movie,
he literally says, I speak many languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
but that could go, when do we know when he's speaking English and when he's speaking Comanche, though?
If he that up and been like, oh, I learned some Comanche.
Right.
And then continues to speak in English, I'd be like, okay.
Clearly they're doing this. Yeah.
I got it. Right?
It is not that it messes up the movie. It is that it destroys the $8 word here, verisimilitude of the movie. It basically ruins my suspension of disbelief or my suspension with the movie.
Well, hold on.
I am suddenly not
what was
like
the word you just used?
Verisimilitude.
Assume that every time they're using
Comanche, they're doing the same thing that I just did.
Well, they're effectively using big words in Comanche to other Comanche. They're like, that's what this means.
Right, yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, that is a good point.
If you wanted more easily to parse a synonym for verisimilitude, you could have said truth likeness.
Yeah, good.
Which is what Google came up with when I typed in the word V and it picked up that you said verisimilitude.
That's like, trouble.
I have spent too much time in getting this English degree to not use it the vague occasions that I can. But the problem is that I am, when that type of thing happens, I am suddenly not watching this Predator movie. I am very aware
about why they've done this.
Okay. So I had that happen for me too in the movie, mm-hmm. but it had nothing to do with the breakdown of is it English, is it Comanche. It happened when, like, all the technology, everything is, you know, the Predator's got older stuff. It looks like just visually, and it's very, very much set many, many years ago.
Right, right.
And then you'll have some of the people in the movie use things that sound very modern. Like when one of the like Comanche war party says he's got to go pop a squat. That takes me out a little bit.
Well, that's traditional Native American lingo.
Is that where we got it? We picked it up from them. They've been popping squats for ages.
I mean, they have been popping squats for ages.
For real.
Everyone was popping squats in those ages. But to be fair to the movie, these guys look like my problem with the like war band is I can buy it from the brother guy. He's fine. But most of this war band looks like skinny as hell rocker dudes. I just
assume they were all like coming of age teens like she was.
Maybe, but that's not the implication that the movie gives. The implication is that like these are their like badasses that they're going out with her brother to go hunt.
It's all the able-bodied men.
Yeah. But these guys don't look able-bodied. They look like they are like a string bean that could fall over in a heavy wind.
There's not a lot of food
prior to
the
age of agriculture.
They have buffalo everywhere.
They don't just eat buffalo all the time.
They could, though, and they would be buff as hell from all that protein.
That would be wrong.
Listen, it's been a while for you since you've been a teenager. But let me tell you, my brother could eat like 3 pizzas a day if he wanted to, and he would remain rail. That's just a thing that when some teenagers hit their growth spurts, it doesn't matter how much calories they're getting, they're going to be lanky as hell.
Just give me some Indians that look like they are people who have been living off the land for a while, not people that have like clearly been living in their apartment for a while and have come out to do
this.
They
get a lot of cardio.
Do you think they have more access to food than we do in our modern day?
I think at the time that you are like at this level of tribe, then you clearly have access to enough food to feed dozens of people. You can at least get enough to have some muscle on your bone and not look like you have never lifted a weight in your
life.
They
also all have like fucking parasites and no health care.
Also, the way that they hunt is through primarily running. Yes. So they're all lanky motherfuckers.
That's
fair.
They're going to be very lithe.
Lanky dudes who run a lot look muscular. Like that, if you are putting your effort into that, you don't look like you.
Teens.
No, they're not. They are implied to be the able-bodied war party that goes out and fights their like monsters
about
that go eat them.
About the same age as her, and she looks like a teen.
She also does. She looks enough like Mila
Kunis. They all look about the same age, and that age be about 17.
She looked enough like Mila Kunis to me that I was calling her Meg in my head the entire movie.
I'll agree with you, Rick, that there is one person who, like, his chest cavity basically, like, his chest, it does not go out, it goes in. It is dented and peculiar.
He's the, like, super sexist one that's, like, a crazy asshole to her for no reason.
I don't even know if that's the same dude who was initially an asshole, because that dude got, like, bagging out of a tree.
About the second dude.
Super sexist, he's like, you don't belong here.
I mean, one of them gets in a fist fight with her over it.
No. When they get in a fist
fight
later...
That means they respect her enough to beat her in the face.
When they get into a fist fight later, it's because, hey, our war chief, your brother, says you're not allowed to be out here by yourself anymore and you have to come home.
The subtext of that is because you have a vagina.
Well, yeah, but it's at the orders of her brother who loves her.
Which is an example of the patriarchy, Josh, which is what the movie is obviously trying to imply.
They're just following orders.
The orders of the man with the penis.
To be fair, they hit her once and ding rape her. So I'm willing.
I don't know why you kept expecting that to happen.
Because it is what always happens verbatim.
I mean, he's not
wrong. With like the hyper-sexist assholes.
Yes.
I don't think they were being, I think it was like a low level, like applied sexist.
That's why I'm surprised.
Over the top. stop with it.
It's very rare for them to have contained sexism. Normally, it's like none or fucking 11 sexes.
It's right. Just like
which, that's especially true because when the Frenchmen capture her later by herself, I was fully expecting they're going to rip her clothes off.
No one rapes anyone. Like, everyone's pretty fucking cool about rape all of a sudden.
I think this movie just did not want to be like that movie. It didn't want to deal with it.
It's
not necessary. It's really not.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But the whole sexism thing in the first place is not necessary either. Yes. So, like, let's just not do the whole thing.
The
personal opinion on that. Hit me up on Twitter if you want to give me shit.
The Predator fights are pretty, despite him being dumb, are pretty fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
My favorite one, I think, is when, I'm not doing my final thoughts yet, but my favorite one, I think, is when he's fighting the Frenchman. Because you've got a lot of the Frenchmen shooting at him unseen because they're like back in the smoke.
Sure.
Which feels very much like this is what he does to other people.
Right, yeah.
And then there are a lot of Frenchmen going up and just getting dismembered by the dozens.
Well, before you continue, when they're setting up for that scene, suddenly he has his cloak on, per the usual, and it just ceases working because there's soot in the air.
I mean, maybe soot is specifically like a weird chemical for them to
up
get.
The jam.
And,
it jams up the system or maybe something, I guess.
You know what doesn't make sense? That.
It's pretty dumb.
I would say that what probably happened is that in the original version of this script, you could see the Predator because there was stuff in the air, and it was like clearly showing his outline the way, like
almost like Hollow Man. Have you seen the movie Hollow Man?
I threw a can of paint on you, and I can see where you are now.
He sprayed himself with blood again, like when he eviscerated the bear. You could have done that in a way that made more sense. That's all I'm trying to say.
That would have been a lot stronger, I think. But the way the movie chose to do it is like, we probably can't pull that effect off correctly. We'll just turn off his shit.
Plus, it seems like he's perfectly down with turning off until he's about to die. Then he's like, peace, I'm out.
Which makes him seem like more of a little punk-ass bitch predator. Like, like that.
Yeah.
You want him to
seem... I don't like this guy. I don't think he makes any sense.
One of the best things about the original Predator is that it always has the upper hand. Every single time it has a fight, it is kicking ass and just destroying it, especially when it is like on Arnold's turf. Like, even then, he is having such a hard time with it, and Arnold is not successfully getting it into all of his traps.
Right.
And so, like, that really helps you buy into the threat of this creature.
Because and its intelligence.
Because this one is like face tanking bullets constantly, it makes it seem like a dumbass. So when she has her final victory over it and she's like getting all these hits in, shit, it's been getting hits taken in on it constantly the entire time it's been here.
Especially because, so we've seen earlier in the movie, the little like triple dot laser beam that it shoots out is like the, like, hey, crossbow bolts, home here.
Right,
which and then is later weird. On, she steals its helmet and gets him stuck in a bog, and then he's like aiming his little crossbow, aiming his crossbow at her, and
three times.
Somehow the helmet turns on in that moment.
It's in within Bluetooth activation range.
Yeah, just proximity responds. And then
he fires it three times. Twice the bolts veer off away from him.
Not at the very end. Earlier on it does.
Oh, is that what? At
the very end, he fires a single bolt and it goes... Like,
and
zooms,
somehow she
curves
has,
past her face, just barely missing her, and
somehow she
spins around.
Set up the,
it spins around like, did you guys ever see Wanted? That bad movie back in the day?
Yeah.
That like bullet spinning shit.
But it's a much tighter circle than on Wanted. Wanted needs a big room to spin that bullet.
It's a tighter circle, and when it curves, he turns and looks around and sees the laser, and he's like, oh, that's why it curved.
Right.
And then just like,
stands there.
Duck.
Yeah.
Well, he can't. He's quagmired.
He can squat. Still duck.
He's got a slow debuff. You all saw it.
He has a waist. He can just like bend.
No, he got shot a lot. That's why he can't bend now.
The little healing gel actually fused his lumbar together.
Yeah. That's something else they could have done better, is that he was injured to the point that he could not use his claw anymore.
Yeah.
And he had to rely on his weird ass bow thing. And that's why he didn't duck.
They established that he does not dodge, to be fair.
That's true. It's just that they do not sell this final kill. And the final moment where you kill the Predator is the thing that you have to sell the most.
And for it to be the most effective, in my mind, it has to be a, like, just barely by the skin of your teeth, you did it.
How much better would it be if, like, we saw this, we saw all of that coming, and instead of getting taken out, it dodges, and that's when she throws her tomahawk at his head and catches him on the
that
dodge.
That would have been neat.
Why would that work? She shot him in the back of the head, and he was miffed.
With a pistol.
I feel like it, like, hit, like, kind of the corner and, like, knocked his helmet off.
It could have ricocheted off his skull.
Yeah.
I'm willing to accept that the pistol is dog shit. But when she came back from victory, what did she bring back?
The pistol.
Yeah, she didn't bring back his cool ass shit.
But she didn't bring that pistol back because it was the like something she brought, fought the Predator with. She brought it back because it's the fucking pistol that you see in Predator 2, and it makes no fucking sense.
Then that's why she should have used, that should have been the thing that beat him, which it was in like a cascade-y way, but not in a good way.
I agree,
it,
but
it implies that later on, another predator comes down and just kicks ass.
Yeah. I do want to see that movie like where this like happens again and we have to deal with like that.
She better be using really the Predator weapons that time.
But it is
I brought back this very ineffective long loading pistol that didn't really do much against the Predator. And I left his magic like spinning around, tracking through circles, crossbow.
Well, yeah, but that's really full important. Of demons.
The battery is going to go out.
It would be really cool if like the after credit scene was just another Predator showing up like in her tent and just being like, hey, what's up? Obviously taking away that and leaving her some other cool Predator shit.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say that at the end credit scene is just you see another rabbit like at the beginning of the movie, except instead of the tomahawk missing it, she just blows its head off.
Yeah.
I am a hunter, the best hunter.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be way more interesting.
She's like, that's kind of cheating, you know.
I killed him, I can use what I want.
We keep what you kill.
We use every part of the Predator.
I feel like the Predator's entire shtick is that he's here for the fight, trying to prove that he's the apex predator, and yet he cheats at every opportunity.
Yeah, he doesn't want
to
die.
To be fair, he did cheat a lot, but he did also like not cheat in that he was like out there obviously fighting and like taking a bunch of hits. So like
in the scene with the Frenchman, as I established before, didn't make any sense. It was poorly told.
It would have like if he was just a loser Predator, he would have just left and been doing stealth tactics to take them out the entire time, which would have made more sense, but at the same time makes for a worse movie. I feel like the entire like last half of the movie should have been all one condensed scene where it's like they fight the Frenchman gets some good hits in, they free her brother kicks ass but dies, and then she comes in with, like, all of her plans to, like, take out the Predator at the end.
Because instead, we get, like, she makes it away, and then she sees the leader of the Frenchman getting some water, and like, she gets her personal revenge because
earlier on, that Frenchman,
like, give a chest slice to her brother.
So she cut off his leg.
Which didn't really impact him at all.
It was gone later.
It was scarred over there, but it's not like it prevented him from being real badass in his fight. Stuff don't even scab that fast.
Here's the thing.
I know.
If the Predator is not interested in bait, which they very clearly established to the point where like she is mildly inconvenienced, like clearly not had her leg broken by this bear trap that she steps in. The Predator comes up, sees her, like pulls around the chains, like checking out what's going on. If he's that disinterested in that, why would he be at all interested in a loser Frenchman he's already beaten with his leg missing?
I know why. She tricked the Predator with that.
Sure.
No, but because the Frenchman is like the Frenchman's pointing the gun at her, but she has taken the magic. We should talk about the flowers. She takes the magic flowers that lowers her body temperature enough that heat vision cameras no longer
pick up on
it. Heat
vision doesn't just not pick you up. Heat vision goes through you when you take the flower, so you can see the heat on the other side.
And then the Predator, using the heat vision, walks up and sees the Frenchman pointing the gun at Naru, but it looks like the Frenchman is trying to shoot the Predator. So at that point, he's no longer some helpless thing. He's trying to kill the Predator.
But it's still dumb because she has no idea when the Predator is coming.
Or from what angle.
She has no idea what angle it would be coming from. She had none of this
sense. She has no idea
sense.
If it's just sitting there watching her slowly eat some flower
exactly,
petals and go
disappear.
Invisible.
Like, yeah. does it think that she just killed
what
herself?
What the fuck? Where'd she go?
It's very coincidentally.
All of it. It is convenient. Obviously, they came up with these ideas of how she was going to do this beforehand and backtrack their way through it. They needed to do a better job of setting this in.
And the flower petals are just, it's a you know, her mom wants her to be a medicine woman.
Right.
And so she sends her out to pick these orange flowers. And later on, we see her use it when one of the war tribe gets injured.
Yeah.
And she gives it to him. And she's like, it lowers your body temperature. Right. Because he's got this fever from being attacked. And she's
instantaneously.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sure, there are definitely plants that do that. Lower your body temperature. I don't know if it lowers it low enough that heat vision no longer picks up on you.
No, if you are that cold, it's because you're dead. That is poison. She has killed several men in this movie.
Or you've just been outside in 0 degree weather for probably half an hour or longer.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it drops you to zero, but at least drops you to like whatever room temperature of a forest.
If you're not going to show up on heat vision, you have to be cold.
What if it's heat vision only visible body?
She blends in with the forest. So whatever temperature, whatever the ambient temperature of the forest is, she blends in with that.
If your core has gone to that temperature, Josh, it's because you're dead. There is no ifs, ands, or buts there.
Maybe it's a hot day. Maybe it's like, boy, they don't wear clothes. It sure is 95.6 degrees outside today.
Canonically, that is when the predators come to hunt. But that's not what the movie shows
See,
at all.
It just drops your temperature by 1 degree.
We don't know how heat vision works for predators. I mean, apparently it goes through people. So no, I don't fucking know.
I don't even think that it's like hot out there because those Frenchmen are bundled up in some furs.
Yeah, they are. No, like it just does not make sense if I'm honest. Like it's just not a well-crafted plot point, unfortunately.
Yes.
It's not my least favorite, though. I think my least favorite part of the movie is the predator kind of being a big dumbass.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie is two fight scenes in particular. I'll lump them together, but the fight scene between the Predator and the Frenchman. Again, the Predator is dumb in this, but we do see some cool stuff, like when he Captain America shields like a Frenchman's head off.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then also when Naru's brother, the war chief, like has his shot at the Predator. He loses, but it's still a pretty badass shot, and he gets way closer than anyone else does.
Yeah, he puts work in on that
and
Predator.
Like, he kind of deserves it a lot more than the final kill that Naru gets.
Yeah, he like drove spears through this thing, shot it like 15 times with arrows.
He's like doing flybys on horseback and jumping
off
trees.
He's like jumping over his head.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. The movie's fun. I wouldn't say it's great. I think your placement on the Predator list of like number 3-ish is probably about right. It's not terrible. We had a fun time watching it, but I don't know if I'm going to like go and buy the movie or anything like that. No, I don't know. I'll give it like a 3 out of 5, Thor tomahawks.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get my least favorite thing out of the way first. My least favorite thing should be how tanky the Predator is and how there's a complete lack of consequence. But my actual least favorite thing is that way that they channel English in the movie. It makes me so unreasonably irritated the way that it happens. My favorite thing about the movie is probably Naru herself. I think that they did a pretty good job of having this character be fun, be believable. I like the ideas that they were going for with her. I don't think that they stuck the execution with the way that her plan came together at the end, but I think the idea overall was a really cool one and a really fun twist on the original Predator and what they did there. I wish they hadn't like tried to steal lines from the original Predator in new context.
It's an homage.
Yeah, no. It's an homage when it's good. When it did not work, they just stole shit from the original movie.
They want it to work.
Yes, they wanted
the brother,
to be an homage.
The brother's like, don't worry. If it bleeds, we can kill it. And it's kind of like, offhandedly, is a throwaway line.
It is, and then they immediately undercut it by like the Predator stepping into a trap and bleeding. Like, we get it. We understand what you're saying, movie. Fuck off.
Plus, I don't think he ever saw it bleed.
He didn't. He really didn't.
I
think she said.
Yeah, later he saw it bleed. He said the line.
I think she had just said something about like seeing it bleed or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe it was something like that. I don't remember well enough. Either way, Naru was a lot of fun, and I think they did a very good job with her. I do wish that they had not leaned on the traditional sexism angle of the movie, because I think that took away from other opportunities to enrich her character in other ways that would have been more suited to the movie. But other than that, like, I think she's really good. I really had a good time with it. I am also going to give this 3 out of 5 bear overhead lifts. It's a fun movie. If you enjoy Predator at all, this is a strong return to form. I would like to see more Predator movies like this.
Okay.
Ryan.
I I like a lot about this movie, but there's just as much I don't like. I like the new Prager look.
Okay. You didn't talk about that much. Yeah, he does have a more, like, barbarian look to him.
Which,
I mean,
they are
mask.
Kind of weirdly barbarian all the time. It's just kind of a different take every time. Like, sometimes they have fishnet and, like, weird armor.
Yeah, yeah.
I like...
He's very Conan, which is ironic because it all started off with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah. I like that there appears to be... It feels like they're creating different personas for different Pragers with this, rather than them all just being the same Prager.
It's like the purpose was to
gear.
Be different.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't good.
Yes, that's right, the problem. Because now I hate this Prager for being dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My least favorite part, though there's a lot of what you guys say would be similar to my least favorite part, my actual least favorite part is that she fucking didn't take any of his cool shit back home.
Yeah.
I assume later on she will.
They,
like,
they
surely.
Like go back and like,
he's like taking people's heads off with a mace, which is effortlessly.
He has dozens of weapons on him, and she's just like,
none
I'll
of which require batteries.
Pistol. Yeah. This pistol that takes 12 minutes to load.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've never successfully fired before.
Well, once in the back of a head.
Yeah, at that point.
And did not kill him with that.
Yes. My favorite part is that they didn't kill the dog. That was nice of them to set up all those death flags and just be like, "Nah, dog's fine. You guys are stupid."
Bears can't catch dogs.
I don't think this is a 93 for me. I'm not really seeing 93 in this.
Not even close.
Gonna give it a 3 out of 5. Incandescent war paints. What's the other word? Fluorescent.
Fluorescent would also work.
Glow in the dark.
Both of them are accurate.
Okay.
Verisimilitude paint.
Bioluminescent. No, how about that one?
That feels
glow stick
more
paint.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's bio.
So I was hoping to like this movie more than I actually did. The first thing I wrote down that I liked about this movie was the setting.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to write anything else down. And like I was saying before, I like the premise that they had, the environment that they created, but the characters they actually put in it did not create a whole lot of interest for me. And I don't think any of this is going to be remotely memorable. Whereas, Josh, when you mentioned in the first film, when the Predator's stitching himself up and he screams, he's in the tree.
Yeah.
I can remember what that looks like now, despite the fact I don't think I've seen that film in probably more than 10 years.
Yeah.
It's a core
I'm not going to remember anything from this movie tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
And that truly speaks against how good of a job they did of keeping me entertained when it comes down to it. So I'm not going to give it a 3 out of 5, but you're going to have to wait until I talk about the specific thing that I dislike.
Jumping ahead of yourself there?
I did not like this Predator.
Okay.
I thought the fact that he was like low tech, but also cloaked and coming in on a spaceship was contradictory. It didn't make a lot of sense.
It almost felt anachronistic just because a lot of his stuff looked low tech, but then he clearly was not low tech. Like, at one point, he still does the, like, I'm typing on my armband that has little LCD screens on it.
Yeah, that's what makes me think it was being willingly low tech. Like, it scanned the planet.
But it didn't, he didn't stick with it when times got tough.
Yeah, you don't want to die.
I like when he had his, like, arm-mounted buckler, which is what a buckler is.
Sure.
But that was a cool moment where he just fell back on mechanical protection and not using technology to protect himself.
Yeah.
Just because the times got tough.
It would have been very interesting if they had drawn a contrast of the way that he deals with the Comanche in that he has a respect for them versus the way that he deals with the Frenchmen who are hunting these buffalo.
The more tech you use, the more tech I use. Right. I would have been fine with that. That's not what I saw.
Or even if it's just like, oh, you're just slaughtering these buffalo with no like thought to it. You're just, you know, you're not hunting them. You're just slaughtering them.
Yeah.
I'm going to slaughter you the way that you slaughter them.
Anymore.
Exactly. If he just like pulled out, like if he'd been super low tech fighting the Comanche, like on their level the entire time, and then against the Frenchman just brought out all the tools.
He did use the weird EMP bomb just to be like, I'm leaving.
Right.
Take
that's my thought. Is like if they'd done that route, it would have been so much stronger.
You got to draw those lines a little thicker. Yeah. Like you got to make sure that's real clear that this is what's going on. Because you might be able to point at it a little bit, but it's not clear by any means.
I feel like that's
especially unforgivable because it seems like whoever came up with the concept of a predator was thinking about samurai.
Yes.
Who have honor being so important to them. Mm-hmm. And I just do not see that remotely in this character. I think he's an asshole.
He kind of is, yeah.
my specific least favorite thing is the arm bomb. That is like the crescendo of your character does not make any fucking sense to me, and I don't like it.
Because it's supposed to be a
final, like, get rid of, like, erase evidence of yourself.
I'm kamikazing because I've got my ass
That looked
kicked.
Like a different bomb than any of the ones we've seen. Like,
it was. Yeah, it was definitely a unique one.
So, fuck that. I thought it was terrible. All of that to say, I'm going to give it 2.5 fields full of dead buffalo out of 5. All
right.
It's mid.
It is mid.
Yeah. But it's on the better side of mid, which is better than most of the Predator movies, if I'm honest.
If you want to listen to some podcasts that are definitely on the better side of mid, you can listen to our episodes on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and Opinionated Podcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, please leave us a rating on iTunes and follow us on Spotify. Between that and you sharing us with your friends is the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. We always appreciate you guys listening. Until next time,
we're opinionated.
Thanks for listening.